Hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. And thank you so much for listening in today. It's always a pleasure having you guys participate and tune in. I am so excited about today's podcast as we are going to be featuring our Essence Essential Oils that we just launched in Nashville, Tennessee. I know that this is something that many of you have been waiting for, as essential oils, it's a huge deal. It's such a big deal, but as modernized as it is today, I know it's been around for a really long time. So we have Erica Morsi with us today, and you know, I'm going to have her talk a little bit about the history of essential oils, but not only that, what we have with our Essence Essential Oils, the features, the benefits, and of course, how to use these amazing oils. But before we get started, Erica, this is our first podcast together and having her on for all of you to listen in. She's a Phoenix native. She's married. She has three fur babies, big fur babies. She joined our R&D team back in 2013. She has a lab background after studying nutrition and obtaining her degree in nutrition from Arizona State University. She holds the title of product developer within R&D. And what that means is she's all about creating innovative advanced formulas for all of you out in the field. And most recently, if you have tried the peach mango or the pina colada shakes, that would be Erica's talent. And she was also the lead or the product lead on our new essential oils. So she was the one that was really kind of driving the boat in the sense of doing everything that needed to go into this entire project, of course, working with her team in R&D. So Erica, it's great to have you on today. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. And well, first of all, you were in Nashville and you got to watch the launch of our Essence Essential Oils. And what was the response from the crowd when you were there?
Wow, it was so huge. We had so many people coming by the booth asking questions and just wanting all the oils and smelling each and every one and learning everything they could about each one.
Mm-hmm. And just real quick, I mean, essential oils have been around for centuries, you know, if not, I don't know, thousands of years. This is something that has been used in a lot of different types of Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine. So there's quite some history. So paint a little bit of that history in a broad stroke for us and kind of give us a little background.
Yeah, so essential oils have been around forever. You might have heard about frankincense in the Bible, the three wise men bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh to baby Jesus. So it goes back a long time. But also, it's been used in products for a long time. You hear about tea tree in various skincare products and lavender for calming before bed. I mean, it's been around forever.
Yeah. So, and it's really, don't you think it's really become very popular in, I guess, marketing campaigns and sales? Because you could walk into some of the big box stores any day of the week and see a huge area with essential oils. But what's crazy is some of these essential oils, it says natural on them, but they're not natural. They might have some synthetic type stuff going on. And there are some oils that, you know, it doesn't really even tell you if you could ingest them or not. And so there's a lot to be concerned about as a consumer and a buyer of essential oils, right?
Absolutely. Everywhere you turn anymore, there's essential oils on every shelf mm-hmm. in everybody's household. And everybody wants to know, are these safe? Are these actually what I'm getting? Mm-hmm. And what I can tell you about Essence Essential Oils is everything is safe. Mm-hmm. We put so much work into making sure that what we tell you is in the bottle is in the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we wouldn't expect any less. Obviously, for those that are just brand new to Isagenics, this is almost a 17-year-old company, and we've been around for a time and developed this reputation of safety and purity and potency. So anything that we have come out with over the last decade and a half is guaranteed to be a beautiful, safe product that actually works and allows the body to become the miracle it was designed to be. So when I heard that we were coming out with an oil, with these essential oils, I was thrilled because I knew it was going to be quality through and through. So let's talk about you know, what are some of the ways that we can use the essential oils? And actually, if you don't mind, go down the list of what we have within the lineup here of the essential oils as well, just so everybody knows what they can actually access.
Absolutely. So most of our essential oils can be used in three different ways. That's topically, diffused, or ingested. However, not all of the oils can be ingested. So I'll go ahead and explain that as we go through the list of the oils that we have. So we've launched 10 oils so far, six singles being lavender, lemon, frankincense, peppermint, tea tree, and eucalyptus. Now of the six singles, you can ingest, diffuse, and wear topically, all except the tea tree and the eucalyptus. Then we launched four blends. You can't find these blends anywhere else. They're specifically formulated just for Isagenix. That's Defense Shield, Content, Tumbliss, and Airway. Those can be ingested, diffused, or worn topically except for Airway. So let's go through some of the benefits of each oil, starting with the singles. Lavender is super calming. It's a nice floral scent that a lot of people like to use before bed to kind of just help them unwind after a busy day. Lemon is super bright and zesty and clean. It's typically used in like digestion or respiratory health support products. Frankincense is my personal favorite. It's a super complex and balancing and spiritual essential oils. It helps promote stress relief and sometimes can be used to promote immune health. Then we have peppermint. It's super energizing and uplifting. It's also good for digestion, or I use it in my house just to diffuse in the afternoon if I'm feeling a little sluggish. It's just super uplifting and great. Then we have tea tree. This one's kind of thought of as the cleansing essential oil. It's also really good on skin. I love putting it into our coconut carrier oil and wearing it on my skin to kind of just help it get moisturized. And our final single is eucalyptus. This one's just super refreshing and invigorating. A lot of people love it when they're having maybe some respiratory issues and just want to open their airways and make it feel like they're breathing clear and clean again. So of our four blends, we have Defense Shield, which is our immune support. It has lemon, frankincense, eucalyptus, rosemary, clove, and cinnamon bark in it. These are all historically used ingredients for immunity. Next is Content. Content is our satiety-based essential oil. It's got copaiba, orange, grapefruit, bergamot, eucalyptus, juniper berry, mandarin, lemongrass, citronella, and cinnamon bark. For me, when I smell this one, it just is super happy and cheerful smelling. So when you're going through a cleanse day and maybe you're feeling a little hangry, this one's a really great one to diffuse or even put a drop in your shake. I know that in the lab, we love this one in our shakes, in our vanilla shake, to be clear. Next, we have Tumbliss. This one's our digestion blend. It has dill weed, spearmint leaf, peppermint leaf, lemon peel, carrot seed, cardamom seed, lemongrass leaf, and ginger root. Ginger root, dill, and peppermint are super popular. You'll see them on the shelves a lot for in various digestion blends. They just help your tummy feel a little better. So that's why we formulated it this way. And then finally, we have Airway, our respiratory blend. It has eucalyptus, lemon, lemongrass, peppermint, tea tree, grapefruit, rosemary, and thyme. Again, all of these ingredients have been shown to have either respiratory or immune promoting benefits to them.
Excellent. Wow. I do not have these essential oils in hand yet, but I'm just, the way in which you're describing them, I get it, because I have experienced some essential oils, right, in my life as well. So this is amazing. Now you said something about the coconut application oil. So share with everybody what that is and when they would use it and why they would use it.
Absolutely. So we came out with the coconut carrier oil. It's a pure fractionated coconut oil that's used to mix your essential oils into if you want to wear them topically. So because the essential oils are concentrated forms, some people can have reactions if they have sensitive skin or whatnot. So we always recommend that everybody put a drop of oil onto their skin and see if they have sensitivities. But if you're concerned, I would absolutely put a few drops of the coconut carrier oil into your palm with a drop of essential oil, kind of mix it together, and then you can wear it on your skin. It kind of provides a protective barrier if you do have any sensitivities to the concentrated essential oil.
Okay.
I also super love it. I use it in Arizona. It's super hot here, so I use it as a moisturizer because I don't want to wear a heavy lotion.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it in that way.
Nice. All right. And just for everybody that's listening that hasn't seen the packaging or hasn't purchased yet, does the application oil come with the set, or is it something that's sold separate? Or
yes, you need to buy it separately from the set.
Okay. All right. So just keep that in mind when you go and place your order today or add it to your auto ship. And then the other thing too, this is like kind of a little side question here that I have, because I know that there's people that are worried maybe about allergies. And I know that that's a big deal, like with the Cleanse for Life or the shakes. There's people that are like, you know, can I take the Cleanse for Life if I'm allergic to blah, blah, blah? And typically, in historically, the answer is no, because obviously when we use our flavorings, there is all of the fruit proteins are extracted out, and it's just a very clean, pure concentrate of whatever natural flavors we're using, whether it's raspberry or mango or peach. So would the same apply to the essential oils based on allergies, or do we know that yet?
I would say if you have an allergy, if you have a known allergy, I would recommend steering away from the oils just to be safe, whichever oil you would be allergic to.
Okay.
Or test it with maybe a toothpick on your skin to
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what if somebody experiences discomfort or irritation? What's the recommendation?
If you experience discomfort or anything on irritation on your skin, I would not use it in that part of your skin again. And again, you can try mixing it with the coconut oil as well to see if that helps. And if it doesn't help, just continue using it in that area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's talk about application to the body, because, you know, there might be some areas on the body that, you know, if you apply it in certain areas that it's maybe better utilized. So what is the recommendations when you apply topically?
So, let's see. When you apply topically, again, I would say just do a little test patch on your skin. Make sure that you're not going to be sensitive to it.
Mm-hmm.
And also refrain from using it on sensitive areas such as your eyes and ears.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So is it okay to put on the inside of the wrists, the neck, the chest?
Absolutely. Once you've done a test patch and know that your skin is okay with this oil, you're good to go.
Okay, awesome. And let's talk about age. Is there any limitation on who can use the essential oils?
Yes. So we recommend that, everyone in the family can use the essential oils when diffused in a large and well-ventilated area. That's how we do it in our household, and we absolutely love it. But For ingestion, we recommend that only adults recommend at this time. If you're pregnant or nursing, we advise that you talk to your doctor first. We don't really recommend that you use it without talking to your doctor first. And then if you have any pre-existing medical conditions, we also ask that you consult your physician just to be absolutely sure that this ingestion is right for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, and don't let that statement scare you. That is something that we have to state with every one of our products, right? Is if you're pregnant or lactating or you have some health issues, yeah, you need to always just go back to your healthcare professional and just make sure that, you know, the introduction of this into your lifestyle is something that's recommended. So we always have to make mention of that, right, Erica? And then...
Absolutely. We say it with all of our products.
Yes.
And don't let essential oils be scary. They're wonderful, wonderful things.
Right, right. And then you, being a mom of three fur babies, you've got little dogs walking around your house all day. So, you know, the thought comes to mind that when you pop some of these drops of oil in your diffuser and your house smells incredible, is this safe to diffuse around pets?
Absolutely. We love using our essential oils at home. I use them. I diffuse them. I use them in cleaning products. And the only thing I would recommend is that you use it in a well-ventilated area. Once again, I wouldn't close your door and diffuse them. So just if you want to pop it in your diffuser in the living room so you all can enjoy it while hanging out, that's probably the best way that everyone can enjoy it.
Yeah, because these are concentrated oils, right? So it's not like you want to just sit there and go lock yourself in a small closet and inhale some of this stuff, right? I mean,
Absolutely. Hey,
you have to say that because there are people that might want to do that. So you do. You want it to be able to be distributed through your house and be in a large area and not just like sitting there sniffing up your nose, right?
The question came up a lot during celebration. Mm-hmm. Can I use them in my bedroom? And yes, you can. I would just make sure it's well ventilated.
Yeah, there you go. Put your ceiling fan on low. Just kind of that. It actually helps to blossom it throughout not only all of your room, but really the entire house. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, and it's great to relax.
Yes, for sure. Especially that lavender. I love lavender, by the way. It's amazing. All right, let's talk about usage instructions in other countries, because we know that people from the UK are listening into this. Australian, our Australian family down under is listening. So based on availability and instructions and usage, you know, what's going on in that department?
Absolutely. This is a great question. So all of the usage I discussed today was based mainly around the US market. While all the oils that we use are the same, due to country regulations, we do have different usage per country. So in Australia, everything is listed as a cosmetic. So we don't recommend any ingestion, even though it's the same oil. Mm-hmm. Due to regulations, it is just a cosmetic in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Canada. While you can ingest some of them, it's not going to be the same one. So we just recommend that everybody go to their toolkit and refer to that for usage instructions.
Right. I like that a lot. You know, and it's, and for those that are not aware of formulation launches in different countries, I mean, we have the FDA that we have and guidelines and restrictions in the US, and same with Canada, UK, Australia. And it's been interesting through the years watching that when we launch, maybe say the Cleanse for Life, we're in a different flavor or a shake or the Amped line, there are specific requirements that our formulators need to do and in making adjustments in order to launch these formulas in Australia, because Australia is wanting them so bad, you know, UK is wanting them badly. So there, we have to adhere and abide by those regulations in those countries. So it makes sense. But it's a great question to know, just because obviously everybody around the globe, they tune into these podcasts. So, and then of course, last but not least, what is in each essence blend? I know you kind of covered that a little bit more, but based on the blend, are we allowed to talk about some of the amazing health benefits when it comes to some of these specific components with these blends?
So we blended everything, formulated everything based on the historical use of each ingredient in it. So if we go back to the tumblers, you'll see it has dill and ginger and peppermint. These have historically been used in teas and aperitifs and digestives to kind of help with your digestion. So I think as you're going through each blend, you can know that everything that goes into it has been well thought of and does have that historical use. And some have,
It's tens of thousands of studies, I'm sure, on studies and research. That validate.
While we might not point it out on the bottle, just know that we're not putting anything in there that isn't related to the function of that blend.
Sure. I love that. Okay. And then is it just a typical drop usage, like 1 to 3 drops, or when they open their kit and have the guidelines and directions and how to use, I would assume that's all in there as well.
Yes. Yeah, so we have usage for every single oil in the kits, but also I can go ahead and explain each one. We recommend that you do just 1 drop per 8 ounces or more of fluid. It's super great to just put 1 drop or even just a toothpick, just dip a toothpick into your oil and put that into your shake. They're super concentrated, so you're going to taste it. And then also, if you wanted to wear it topically, do a couple drops of the coconut essential oil or coconut carrier oil with 1 drop of essential oil, mix it up, and then go ahead and apply it. And then in your diffuser, you can do 4 to 6 drops.
Excellent. Wow, that's amazing. So these things are very, very concentrated. I mean, if you dipped a toothpick into the oil and drug it through, you know, your shake just to give that essence, that tells you how powerful and how potent and concentrated they truly are. So I can't wait to put them to the test. I know that people like Tanya Kirkpatrick, she's probably going nuts because she's been like an oil fanatic forever. And I haven't even had a chance to connect with her. But I know that one thing is for sure is we want to hear feedback. We would love to hear from you. So make sure you reach out to corporate and let them know what you love and how much you're enjoying these amazing essential oils. And Erica, thank you so much for being with us today. And before we let you go, anything else that we need to know?
I am very excited to hear everybody's feedback on all of the oils. This is personally one of my favorite products. I use it every day. And so I hope everyone loves it just as much as I have.
Excellent. Wonderful. And thanks for being with us and taking time out and sharing your knowledge. And thank you for your contribution to this amazing line of essential oils. It's very exciting. I think this was long overdue. And it'll be fun to see everybody enjoying it and sending in some great stories, testimonial and success stories. And for those of you listening, and thanks for your time and your energy, your devotion to yourselves with it when it comes to health, and of course your team members. Make sure that they know where to reach all of our other podcasts. Isogenicspodcast.com is where you find them. You can subscribe for free and take these on the go with you, and educate yourself while you're in the car or at the gym and have some fun with it. And until next time, best of health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.